Daf is Daf Mem Vav. We got to the last five lines of Mem Hey Amid Beis. The Gemara quotes from Rav Papa. So Amar Rav Papa. I'll let them just come in. Yeah. So Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says we've been talking about Chalipin now. So he says Afilu Laman Damar Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. Even according to the Pidgin who hold that a coin cannot create a Maisa Chalipin. Ma'avid hudilo avid. It can't create it, but chalipin aknuye mikne bechalipin. But it can be acquired through chalipin. Meaning, if I want to acquire money, we could do chalipin with a pen or with a handkerchief, and that will be symbolic of us being kona the or one or the other person being kona the money. Why? Midi dehavi apir l'Rav Nachman. It's no different for fruit according to Rav Nachman. Meaning what? Rav Nachman lav afagav de inu lo avdi chalipin. Even though he holds fruit can't be used for chalipin. Aknui makne bechalipin, but it can be acquired through chalipin. Tibba nami loshna. Coin shouldn't be any different. So the Gemara is really jumping ahead. We haven't seen such a discussion yet. But there's a discussion. What type of material, what objects can be used to create a chalipin, to do a ma'isa chalipin? So everybody agrees with the Gemara later on. We'll see that a keli works. A shoe is the model. Any other object works. And then the question becomes, what about a fruit? Does food work? So that's a machlok is where the food works. So if Nachman holds food does not work, you cannot use food to create a chalipin, but you could acquire fruit through a chalipin using a handkerchief of some sort. So just like if Nachman says fruit doesn't work to create a chalipin, but it may be acquired through chalipin, so too matbeya, although it cannot create a chalipin, it can be acquired through chalipin. It's based on the pesukim later on. But the way, I think it's daf, I don't remember which daf, does Rashi refer to it? Let's see, Mem Zayin. So we'll see, and that's Shabbos Adaf. He's going to discuss this. It's based on the Gzeir Shekasev, it seems, from the Pasuk says, Na'alo. Na'alo is a kli, as opposed to Peros, is not quite a kli, it's food. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Mesive, Haya Omeid Begorin, Vain Miyadomaos. The guy is standing in the field, and he doesn't have any coins with him. So Omer Lechaveir, he says to his friend, the lach is that a person who's Podeh, his own Meister Sheni, referring to Meister Sheni here, I believe it, just double check here, look at Rashi. Meister, stop Meister, but look, it's Meister Sheni, I think. So Meister Sheni, you can't be pulled to other people's Meister. So Meister Sheni. So you're trying to bring Meister Sheni down to Yerushalayim. So we know what you could do is you could redeem that fruit on coins and bring the coins down to Yerushalayim. But the Pasuk says you have to be Mosif a Chomish if you're being pulled to your own fruit. You have to add a fifth to that value. But if somebody else is doing the pidyon, the other person does not have to add the chomesh. So now this guy wants to avoid paying the chomesh. So what does he do? So he has no coins right now with him. So Omer lechaver, he says to his friend who's with him there in the field, Hare peyus halalu nisunim lecha b'matana. I'm going to give you these fruit as a gift to you. And then what does he say afterwards? Going on to Daf Mem Vav now. V'chozer v'omer hare hein mecholun amal shi'eshi b'bayis. So now they're yours fruit. He gave it over as a matana. So now the real owner, the farmer, says, those fruit of yours will be mechulal onto my coins that are in my house. So he's now being pulled to someone else's fruit now because he gave the fruit away, and this way he could avoid paying the chomesh. That's the case that's going on. So the Gemara is medayik from this now. Taimadein biadamaos, it's only because he doesn't have any coins in him. He doesn't have his wallet with him. Ha'im yesh biadamaos, if he does have coins, Likne lahu liidach b'meshicha uparach. So what should he do? He should be makne. Where's this Rashi here? The Rashi says time of the ein biyadamals. To mit the katani ein biyadamals. Shema mina im haya biyadamals. Had he had coins, sham begorin with him there in the field. Lo haya omer lo hatana lasos kain. The Tana wouldn't advise this. Ella hamals halali. He would say these coins to you. Haya mosel chaver beir. Let him give the coins to the friend. And give it over to him, Meshicha. Here it's handing you money, it's all yours. So that's what he could have done. Again, time of day the mouse, only because there's no mouse in his hand. But ha im yesh the mouse. Had he had, likne leili idach, he could give the coins to the friend, Meshicha, by him pulling it, upark, and then he could be pode the fruit, to let the friend, now who has the money, be pode the fruit. The hacha adif, this is a better way, the havalei nachri, because now, it doesn't seem it's like such a trick going on here. It's not such a harama here. Instead of, you know, giving the fruit to that guy, and then I give the guy money, but the fruit's still staying in my possession, and that guy is going to do the pinyon. That's a better approach. To havlei nachri. So that's what it seems to indicate. Navi amris matbeya nikne bechalifin. If you say that really coins can be acquired through chalipin. I mean, if I do a chalipin, those coins will be kona to you wherever they are. So then, again, eat nikne b'chalipin, nikne le malos leheach, agav soder, ulifrok. What you should have done as follows. I should have said to the guy here, I have no money with me. I should have said, pick up my handkerchief, he picks it up, and then that money in my house is his. I don't have to transfer over the fruit to him. Again, the Gemara is inferring from here. If I had money, the better approach would be to hand him the money. She's saying, why have to hand him the money? If I don't have money, let's do chalipin, and he'll be calling it the money wherever it is. And this way, I'll have the fruit in my possession. He'll own the money, which is now somewhere out in my house, and therefore let him do the pidyon after that point. The fact that the Gemara doesn't indicate that seems to say that chalipin does not work to be kona the money. The only way malus is acquired is if I hand him over the money. But chalipin wouldn't work for malus.
Amen.
So the Gemara says, now it's this interesting case here. We're talking about a case, the less lay sudar. He doesn't have a sudar. He doesn't have a handkerchief. Gemara says, okay, fine. We'll let him do agav karka. Right now, he's in his goren. He's in his field. So let him say, I'm going to give you a little piece of karka. I'm going to machne it over to you. And with that karka, you'll get the maos also. That's how agav works. Agav is metalton can be acquired on top of karka. Gemara says, less like karka. He has no land. What do you mean? Omer begoren katani. He doesn't say he's in his field. He's in his threshing field. So that's his field. Let him be machne over a small little part of that field to the guy. And then through that, the maos as well.
Instead of using, he doesn't have a
sudar,
so he's going to use the field for what?
For agav. See, I say, just like you're going to be calling this karka, and agav that, the maos will come with it, not chalipin anymore. We're just trying to think of why aren't there other solutions? Why is the only solution if there's maos? So then Gemara says, no, it's begorin she'ena shalo. It's not his field. So the Gemara says, v'ichbal tana lashmina, and the tana, ichbal lashmina, like kfeila, double, to go out of its way. The tana went out of its way to teach you a gavra artile. The guy who's standing there naked with nothing on him, he's got no land, he's got no clothing, nothing to do. So that's such a strange case that Bryce will teach us. Elalav Shmamina must be teaching us Ein Matbea Nikne Bechalipin Shmamina. That Matbea doesn't work. He has a Sudar, in a Chanami, but the Sudar doesn't work to be Kone the mouse. The only solution is if he has mouse, he can hand him the mouse. If he doesn't have mouse, there's no way to get that mouse over to him. In this case, you have to give the fruit over to him, and then he's able to do the Kinyan that way. Now, what comes out of here is something very, very interesting. The Gemara says, "Deles lay sudar." He doesn't have a sudar. He doesn't have his handkerchief. So there's a machlokas, what the gears is. Is it deles sudar or deles lay sudar? Does he not have his own sudar? But the other guy does have a sudar, which indicates that I cannot use your sudar. A sudar, she'enu shalot, doesn't work. If I'm being machin over to you, I need to use my own. I need to own it. But I can't use a sudar that was shaul. Or no, less sudar. There is no sudar. Neither party has any sudar. There's no handkerchief around. But had there been, if the other guy had one, even though it's mine, I can use his to do the kinyan. This comes up very important. If you're at a chasen and you're doing a kinyan, the tanaim or for the ksuba and the different things. So one of the things they'll do is take out a pen or take out the guy's yarmulke. But it's not the person who's being kone. It's not using who's kli. It's some other person's handkerchief or pen that they're using. So it seems to be that we paskin it's okay. But there is an opinion. The Ramah quotes from a Yesh Omrim that we chari machmir that you should use the sudir shalom. But it seems that from what I've seen, we're not machbid on this.
Isn't that a machloka samurai?
About that's a different point. That's one of them own it. Either Machner or the Kone owner. We'll see that later on in the parak. But in terms of, let's say, no one owns it, whoever you, however you paskin, the Kev Shel Machner, Kev Shel Kone.
So here, if you borrowed it,
I think either way, it wouldn't be the Kev Shel Machner or Kone. So how that has a shtim with that discussion there. Seems to indicate that you have to own it. So I'm not sure. Yeah, it's a good question then. We'll see you later on in the parak.
Maybe because if you're borrowing it, it's somehow considered. Yours, the Kate Leo.
Might be enough. I don't know. Okay. And then the Gemara says, Afra Papa Hadarbei. Even Rapapa himself retracted. Now, Rapapa was one saying earlier, he paskin, Ein matbea nasa bechalipin. You cannot use a coin for chalipin. But then he ended up retracting. Why? He had Rapapa habale tresar alfe dinare bechazai. He had 12,000 coins in this place. Akninu l'Rav Shmuel bar Acha agav asefa de besa, and he had given it over to Rav Shmuel through agav on the bottom of the house, the sefer, the bottom of the house, the ground. He was agav he used. So how come he's chozer there? That's what he says.
Chozer and he used that
But that's what we said before,
we
right?
Said before, no. It is Nick Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, exactly.
Even according to my Rambam, that it's not.
So before he said afilu mandamar ein matbeah, which indicates he himself holds yesh matbeah. He ended up retracting lemaisi paskin ein matbeah niknav chalipin, only agav would work. So then kiyasa nafik lapei atavik, when he came out, he went all the way out to atavach. What do you mean went out to go get to do what? So where does Rashi go? Rashi says
because he was so happy.
Right, so it's the name of a place, but what did he go out to do, though? When he went out to, I guess, give the money to him. When he went to give the money to Rav Shmuel, he went out Tavach, he very excited, he went to this Makom. That's where he met him, I guess. V'chein Amar Ula said the same thing. Ein matbeah nasa chalipin. V'chein Amar Rav Yasi, ein matbeah nasa chalipin. V'chein Amar Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar Rav Yochan, ein matbeah nasa chalipin.
Which is different. V'chein. Because we're talking about Nikneh v'chalipin according to Rav Papa, and now they're saying V'chein ein nasa chalipin.
So too. So just like it's not nickname, it can't be used for chalipin either. Both them.
It should not be. What's the svar again?
For which part?
The end matbea nickname b'chalipin. Everything else is nickname b'chalipin except for matbea.
Yeah. What's the svar? Well, not every. That's machlokas kalim versus the peros. What's the svar? It has to probably do with that discussion later on. We'll see in Daf Mem Zayin about the source. Has to do, I believe, with the source of Chalipin based on Rus, Psukim Rus. I think that's what it's based on. Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara now says, Eisive Rabbi Abba Lula, Hareshayu Chamarav Upalav Tovin Oso Bashuk. The donkey riders and his various workers are claiming from the employer, the guy who hired him, you never paid us the money. So they see him in the Shuk, yeah, you owe us money. So now the employer, Amar Lushulchani, he says to the money changer, Tainli Bedinar Mos, says, give me some money. This way I could pay them. I owe them money. And I'm going to give you back a yafa dinar v'trisus. What's this trisus? Where's this Rashi? Rashi says, it's a small amount of money. It must be a small fee of some sort, I'm guessing. So the Gemara says, im yeshal malos mutar im lav asr. If he has money currently in his house, he just doesn't have it with him right now, then this is all permissible, but if he doesn't have, this is all going to be usur, because he's returning a little bit more. But the fact that he's adding a little treesis afterwards, that's going to be an issue of ribbis. But again, as we said, if he has money in his house right now, just not available, you can do. That's not considered ribbis. He's just exchanging the money right now, which would be permitted. It's not viewed as a loan. But if he doesn't have the money now, it is viewed as a loan, and he'd be paying ribbis. So that would be usur. That's fine. In exchange is okay. The ribbis is only when you borrow money and return more. But in exchange, so...
it's like money changing.
Yeah, it's like you pay a fee of some sort.
So you're not paying for the time.
Right. So, Navisa ein matbeah nase chalipin. If a coin cannot create chalipin, havele halva v'aser. So that is considered halva, because now when I give him the money, he doesn't acquire that money that's in my house yet, because I gave him what was the kinyan he'd be kone the money in my house through me giving him the money? That'd be chalipin by transferring. The chalipin doesn't work. So he never really acquires the money in my house until I actually give it to him, which is going to be a week later. So, and I end up paying him more than I borrowed. So it would be viewed as halva. So it must be that matbeah is nasa chalipin. By me giving him the coins, he automatically is kone the money in my house. So ishtik, he didn't say anything, he said quiet. So then he said, Amar Lai, the response was, Dilma idi v'idi b'putatos shanu deleka alayotiva. So maybe we're talking about two situations. The situation where we're referring to putatos, which is a coin that has not yet been given the tsur on it, has not been used, the metal's there, but doesn't have the face yet of a king, and can't be used as currency, in which case it's still going to be viewed as the merchandise. Right, Rashi explains here in the bottom here on 10 lines up, but putatos mal shanechosh is copper coins. Shema dain below tsur. It doesn't have that tsur on it. It doesn't have the face of the king yet. Kein asimon shakesef. So that's the case. It's merchandise. So we know merchandise does work for chalipin. That's the situation. So then the Gemara says, v'idividi peirhav, in which case they're both considered peiros. They're both considered merchandise. U'mishim hachi, for that reason, niknu b'chalipin. That's his suggestion. So in response to that, I'm like, this is true. You're right. Yes, this is correct. And Dekanami, it's very exact to say this, because the Kasani Yafa Diner Vitrisus Velo Katani Diner Yafa Vitrisus Shmamina. What's a Yafa Diner? We usually say Diner Yafa. What's a Yafa Diner? It's a nice Diner, meaning it's not a Diner yet. It's appropriate to be. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, didn't really say much more here, but Amarle Ula Ainsh in Shaper Tarchisle, very good, you gave a very good response. Videkanami, looking back at the Brisa, it seems very, very precise. Mitikamar Yafedinar, Vitrisis, Dimashma Alalcha, Viputatos, Shibabayas, Shava Dinar, which is Yafedinar, that's worth a dinar, but not actually a dinar. That's not actually a coin. So that's how they explain this Brisa, how the Chalipin does work, we're referring to a merchandise. Ravashi Amar Liolam Bidamim. We're referring to damim. Not we're not talking about chalipin. Ubiputatos came into Islay Nasik Omer Hilveni Ad Sheva Bini O Ad Shemsa Bepesa. We're referring to damim, not chalipin. It's referring to buying with money. You pay money that you acquire the money there. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Rav Ashi Amar Liolam Biputatos He Diktamris Midikatani Yafadina. I agree. It's referring to putatos, that metal that's not yet made into coins. Umiu. We're not referring to the kinyan of chalipin. Even if you want to use Torah's damim, you're paying him money now, it's still not going to be ribbis. As we said before, if you have money currently in your house, you're allowed to exchange money for a different price because it's not viewed as a hava, it's viewed as a transfer of ownership that given moment. Okay.
The issue here is that you're giving him a little more. It's not exactly.
So yeah, but still a transfer. So as you said, it's a fee you're paying for the exchange of money. Okay. The Gemara now says, Tashma kol nasa damim be'acher kevin shezacha zeh nischayv zeh bechalipin. So a person who does an acquisition, a nasa with money, with somebody else, once one person's zochah in this one, the other person's chayv to give the other part. So what is that? That's chalipin. So kol nasa damim ba'acher ma'ini. What is it referring to? Matbeah. Nasa damim ba'acher is referring to something that has value. It's referring to a coin. So we see that this brisa is understood as shma mina matbeah nasa chalipin. When it says kol nasa damim, that's another way of saying a matbeah. So matbeah can create chalipin against what we've been saying. So Amar Rav Yehuda halchi kamar. No, what it means to say is Kol hanishim damim be'acher. What does that mean, kol nishim be'acher? It says Rashi in the top here. Kol nishim damim be'acher. Kol shirigilim loshim oso. Kishinosin oso. Damim be'acher. Anything that you would assess the value. Dainu kol metalton. Any object. Before you buy it, you want to know the value of it. In ba'adam lasatadam. Lasatam be'damim. Be'chavit acher. Darchan l'shumim be'kama yinelo. So in essence, referring to all metalton that gets assessed when a person gives the metalton, the object, the other person's required to pay the money. Hachanami Mistavra, it's very logical to say this, because Mitakatani Sefer, from the fact that Sefer says, Ketzad Hichlif Shor Bepara, Ochamer Beshor Shmamina. The examples it gives is to Metalton. It's not referring to Maus. That this has no bearing on the discussion of Matbeya Nasa Chalipin or Ein Nasa Chalipin. It's referring to Metalton. And then we're asked, Lamai the Salaka Daita Meikara, the initial thought that we said is referring to Matbeya, it was referring to a coin, my Ketzad. How would you interpret the Ketzad? The Ketzad was clearly referring to Hichlif Shor Bepara, referring to Metalton, not referring to money. So how could you have a Havamina to say it was referring to Matbeya initially? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. Peri Nami of the Chalipin. Merchandise can also be used as chalipin. Meaning, the first statement was damim. Maos can be used for chalipin. And so too, metalton can be used. And what's the example of metalton being used for chalipin? Ketzad. Hichlif shor bepara, ochamer beshor. The Gemara says, Hanicha, this all makes sense. The Rav Sheshes damar pere of de chalipin. If you assume that merchandise can be used for, not really merchandise, but pere refers to, in this case, animals really. I'm looking at Rashi for a second here. Okay, it's referring to, I guess, things that are alive as opposed to objects. So that's okay if you assume that Rashi's things that period, that all objects may be used for chalipin, whether it be kalim, whether it be animals, whether it be fruit. Elo Rav Nachman damar kli in about piri lo, that Rav Nachman only allows you to use a kli, but you're not allowed to use fruit and animals. So lo avdi chalipin my ketzad. How could he interpret ketzad? How could the Gemara give an example of shor bechamor? It doesn't work. Hachi kamar. What he says is yesh damim shehein kichalipin. There is value. Something has a value can be used as chalipin. Keter, how does that work? Hichlif demei shor bepara o demei chamor b'shor. A person is going to exchange the value of an animal for an actual animal, that would work as well. So as Rashi just explains, you see Rashi, Keter hichlif demei shor bepara, he says that he's referring to this no longer considered chalipin. Look at the previous Rashi, actually. Halchi kamar, yesh damim shein kachalipin, reishiv esef achadahi, it's one case, vashmi'inan de yesh taras damim, shamos konos belo mashicha kachalipin shel suder. According to Rav Nachman, this Bryce is not referring to chalipin anymore, it's referring to kinyan damim. And he actually argues and says that kinyan damim works. Mos are konos, it's a machlokes we're about to see. Up until now, we've been assuming mos enos konos. We said that the meshicha on metalton works. That's mischayev the person to pay money. Rav Nachman holds that no, mos is konos, and that's what this price is referring to. So when you pull the demei shor, when you pull the money of the shor, so now you owe back. You have to pay the chamor in return for it, or the par in return for it. Okay. So the Gemara says, my time with Rav Nachman. Why does Rav Nachman hold this way? Because Rav Nachman holds, Savar la Rabbi Yochanan, damar davar Torah, mos konos. He holds midaraisa that mos really do work, according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's based on a sugi in Becharos, the second parak of Becharos. We'll see this later on here, as well in the parak. Umipnei ma amru meshicha konos. So then why did the Chachamim say you need to do a meshicha? If really midaraisa in the Talton works, rather mos works, mos konos, so why do they institute meshicha instead? So gzeir shema yomar lo nisufu chitecha baliyah. So what happened is, so let's say I pay you the money. So now you owe me the chita. And you say, oh, I'm sorry, it got burnt in my storage house. But thanks for the money. So they're concerned that might happen, so nothing will be finalized until you actually do a meshicha, until you pull. Because then, once I do meshicha on the Talton, I always need to find the money. There's no claim, oh, the money got burnt, so I have to find out other money to pay him back. But if it's about the metalton, so it's possible you can make such a taina. So the Chacham instituted that you should have that meshicha is really konos and not mos konos. Okay.
Part of that is also the person won't exert as much energy to save it. Not that he's making up the maisa, but that
if it was not his, he's not at a loss. I'll let it be. Why risk myself in a fire to save somebody else's chita? Okay, so then the Gemara said, okay, based on this svar though, umilsa the shchicha gazu beirabanan, something that was common, meaning normal acquisitions, that's when they instituted union v'shicha instead of the maus konos. Umilsa de lo shchicha, something that's uncommon, lo gazu beirabanan. So in a case it's not common, they were not gozer. Apparently this case here of the demei shor bepara is something uncommon, and they were never gozer in this situation, so therefore we fall back on the deraisa concept of maus or konos. Now, the Reish Lakish, Damar, Meshicha Mefereshim Min HaTorah. He thinks, no, that really Meshicha with the rice. It's based on the Pesukim of, oh, what's the Pesuk? Mialiyad, regarding the in Parshas of Chukosai. Oh, Kono Mialiyad or something, Tite Mialiyad. Based on these Pesukim. No. Oh, we'll get to it. Anyways, based on the Pesukim, he thinks Meshicha is midaraisa. So he says, the quote's there. Is that what you quoted? Oh, okay.
No, that could be something else.
It's referring to the Eved Ivri and redeeming them. Those sugyas there, psukim there. Okay. So either way, he says, Hanicha, so in the world of Reish Lakish, who holds Meshicha midaraisa works, Isavar Lak Rav Sheshes, Mitaris Lak Rav Sheshes. He holds like Rav Sheshes. The chalipin works on animals, so you just say that our discussion here of shor b'chamor is referring to you. One guy pulls one animal, the other guy is chayav to give the other animal. Fine, but ella iya savar like Rav Nachman. If Reish Lakish holds like Rav Nachman, then a period lo avdi chalipin umat be'er lo kani heicham etaris light. So if you hold like Rav Nachman that you cannot use animals for chalipin, and you also hold that money cannot be used for chalipin. So how does he explain this braisa? How are you going to get around this chalipin point here? So he ends up saying, "Akarchach k'rav sheshes mitarisla." Therefore, he says, he must hold like Rav Sheshes that animals may be used for chalipin. He's forced into that corner. Okay, so this is a little complicated, but what comes out of here is there's two very, very important machlokism, just to bring us down to lemaisa. Machlokish of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Yochanan holds most konos, and Reish Lakish holds that meshichas konos mitaraisa. But even Rabbi Yochanan holds, even though midiraisa maus konos, he agrees midirabanan mishicha is really what is creates the kinyan. But that's only in a situation milsa de shchicha, milsa de lo shchicha. Rabbi Yochanan will agree if you fall back on the deraisa of maus konos. And then the other machlokas here is what can be used for chalipim. So everyone agrees that a kalim can be used. The question, can peri, can fruits and animal be used? Rosh Hashanah says it can use that. And Rav Nachman holds you cannot use peri, you cannot use fruits and animals. And then regarding matbea, that was the discussion we just had earlier, where matbea can be used for chalipim. Okay. There's actually a famous story with the Ragachever about this sugir, you know, Maus Konos. He sent over a sefer to someone, to a yeshiva. He sent over one, like a little a sample, and they were interested, and they wanted to have to get the whole sefer. So he sent back, and he said, in the way that Ragachever wrote, I in this, I in that. So he wrote, I in mem zayin bamitzia mem vavamer beis. And he didn't know what we're talking about. And then they sent back to him, we want the sefer, and he sent back, again, these Maus Konos of some sort. So he ended up saying, if you want it, Maus Konos. Meaning, if you want it, the sefer, you have to pay for it. That's how it works here. We don't give this in for free.
Dvar
Torah, Maus Konos. Okay, fine. Now, there's an interesting Tosos here, by the way. On the side here, Tosos Dir Maskel Peri. Now, if you go halfway down the Tosos, he writes Vinira. He says, Vinira, right where Rabbi Yochanan will begin, at least in my edition. He says, Vinira Deshor Upara Chaim Havi Kli Chashiv. So these things are considered kalim, because remember the source, we didn't see the source yet, but the source of chalipin is that there was a keli that was used, a nal. So said if you could use shor and para as a as chalipin, that means it's they're kalim. So he says they're kalim. Lefi shemishdamish ben leton masoy lachrosh, they're used and they're kalim to do your work and to do plowing. There's a big machlokas in Rishonim. What's the status of an animal in Shabbos? Is an animal muksa? So we know things that are kalim that are usable are not considered muksa. So some bring a rye from this Tosfos here that it's not considered muksa. You're allowed to use them, and others say no, it's not really. It's not really okay. It's going to be a problem with muksa. No, so they say that let's say you're using it very good. So some say only maybe if it's going to be an like a bird that sings. They quote a bird that sings that gives you hana. That would be that's a use. There's a hana from it that. There's a Tosin Shabbos, though. I didn't see them quote this, though. Tosin Shabbos talks about playing with little birds on Shabbos. I thought the Tosin was Machmir that you're not supposed to. But based on this, again, anyway, this sugya of Chalipin is one of the sources they discuss whether animals have a din of a keli or not, whether it may be used on Shabbos. Typically, we posken that animals are muksa on Shabbos. No, so some say that would be the Shaila. Can you use it? Tzarach l'mkomo, tzarach l'gufo. Okay. Now the Gemara says in the last half of Mem Vav Amud Beis Tanan, the Mishnah says, "Kol metaltlin konin zed zed." All metaltlin, all movable objects, are acquire one another. Meaning, if I pull this object, I'm required to, in return, pay back another object. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rish Lakish says, Afilu kis male maus bekis bekis male maus. Even if a kis male maus bekis male maus, even if you have like a pouch, a wallet of some sort, that's also considered an object, metaltlin." So the Gemara says, "Targima Rav Acha b'diner anke v'anigra echad shepaslas malchus v'echad shepaslas medina." So what's he saying there? So look at Rashi. Rashi says here, where did Rashi go? Rashi, look at Rashi, six lines up from the bottom. Afilu kismali maos al karchach b'chalipin kamar dibetars damim maos lokano. It can't be referring to damim because we know maos are not kone. Shmami na matbeya nasar chalipin v'niknim b'chalipin. So the fact that he says that even, Reish Lakish says even kis male maos seems that matbeya can be nasar chalipin. So it comes along, Rashi explains, Targum Rav Acha b'shishtein maos psulos. We're not referring to money that can be used in currency. We're referring to puzzle, to have it like kishar metalton, like any other object. Machlev kis mali dinari anikin b'kis mali shal dinarim anigra. Referring to, you can switch different pouches of money, which are now puzzle. That's considered merchandise. That's why it's permitted. So what's the difference between pasalta malchus versus pasalta medina? So the Gemara explains, b'tzrich, you need both of them. Why do you have to say both types of psulim? Di ashminen pasalta malchus, if you thought it was disqualified by the larger government of the country, mishum de lo sagi klal, because it doesn't work at all, aval pasalta medina, but if it's disqualified only in one state, the sagi medina achirisa, but if you go to a different state, you could still use such currency, maybe it's still considered a matbeya, even though here in New York they said you can't use such coins, but in New Jersey they can, so maybe it still has a din of matbeya and wouldn't work. So Shema Amir, we learn from that, then no, if it's possible in one Medina, it's considered, in that Medina, it's no longer considered a matbeah, and you can use it as merchandise. Now the opposite, V'yashmin, and if you taught Pasalta Medina, Mishum Delos Agilei, Lobotin of Lobofarhesia. Now in Medina, if Medina was disqualified, that state disqualified that coin, that currency, so you can't use it anywhere. No one's going, you can't use it before Hesia, certainly not. And Bitsina also, no one's going to use it Bitsina. You can't say to your neighbor, "Let's I'll buy this and I'll give you some of these pasal coins." Once a particular state gets rid of it, and no one uses them anymore. Aval, Pasalta Malchus, but if the Malchus disqualified it, Desagile Bitsina. People will still deal with it Bitsina because the government's not going to know what I'm doing. If it's in my state government, people are on top of me, in my county, my city, then I'm scared to use it even Bitsina. But if it's the Malchus, Washington, D.C., they're not going to get to me if I'm using it with my neighbors here. So then people will still use that such a medina, such a coin. So kati matbehu. So maybe it still has a din of a matbeya. Maybe matbeya nikne bechalipin, and it doesn't work. So tzricha to teach me that no, whether it's possible by the medina or possible by the malchus, it's going to be a din of have a din of merchandise. Okay, we'll stop here, everybody. Have a wonderful Shabbos. What, the animal?